Cash the Seahawks spirit at Safeway. Purchase 3 participating products with your club card and you can win 2017 season tickets. You could also win a prize in one of our weekly giveaways. Just look for the shop and score participating player products. Don't miss the player of the week this week. Coca-Cola 12-pack 12-ounce cans. 4 for $11 when you buy 4 with your club card. Safeway, the official supermarket of the Seattle Seahawks. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Alaska, Idaho, or Washington, 18 and older. See official rules at shopscorealbs.com. Ends January 3rd, 2017.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and boy, do I have a treat for you. You're going to love my guest today. But before I introduce my guest, I want to give a shout-out to all my Canadian friends and fellow residents. I just received my permanent residency card up here in Canada, just arrived in the mail 2 days ago, so that's been exciting. And we had Canada Day yesterday, and I know the States is celebrating Independence Day coming up this Friday, the 4th of July. So it's awesome what's going on in North America. Incredible things happening, lots of great energetic shifts happening for us and to us. And today is a super special day to welcome in those changes and shifts. I have the amazing Michelle Whitedove. And for those of you who, for whatever reason, haven't connected with her energy before or haven't met her or seen her on TV or read her books or had a reading with her, oh my gosh, you are going to just be so blown away in the most positive way ever. Michelle is the America's number one psychic, and it was a really neat TV series that through Lifetime a few years ago that she was brought on to compete against other really, really good psychics, and Michelle won the entire show. She won all of the contests, and it was riveting. It was incredible. The last scene, she had to find a stuntman who was buried underground in an area that was like 10 acres. I think it was 10 acres. She'll tell us exactly how big that area was, but it was massive. And she was walking around, and all of a sudden, she just stopped, and she said, "He's right here." And she had a picture of him. And she put the picture on the ground, and literally she was standing on top of where the stuntman was buried. It was awesome. It was so incredible. I was excited for her. And then now to have a connection with her is incredible because I loved her energy on that show. I loved watching her and then being able to see her for who she is, you know, how she's wired to really be of assistance to help people. And I absolutely adore that about her. She's one of those incredibly gifted people with absolutely no ego, no front, no nothing. She's the real deal. And I think you're going to really enjoy listening to what she has to say. In addition to America's number one psychic, she's been on all kinds of things, like the Today Show with Matt Lauer. She's been on CBS, NBC. She recorded a HBO documentary called No One Dies in Lilydale. And she's been all over the world on Japan TV. She was also recently on Bravo TV's Millionaire Matchmaker show, which I used to follow, and I'm going to have to ask her about that because I think that's a pretty cool show. And I want to hear how that reading went with Patty. So without further ado, welcome Michelle to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm blushing. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, congratulations on getting your, now you're a Canadian, right? You can be there. You got your card.
I am. I'm a Canuck.
I love it. All right.
It happened. Yeah. super excited about that, and I love the energy up here. I know you've been up here through Calgary too.
Oh yeah,
don't you do events?
I do very well in Canada. The people receive me well; they're open, and I always have a great time when I'm there. And do a lot of the morning shows and things. So it's one of my favorite places too.
Excellent. Well, some of our listeners may be new to you and your work, and they're probably super curious, as I was when we talked. I had you on the show back in November of last year, right before Thanksgiving, and boy, what a fantastic show. I heard from so many of our listeners. They absolutely loved you and loved what you had to say, and it was really inspirational, so thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you came back, and so let's go deeper today. But before we do, will you share with our listeners how you came to discover your psychic gifts?
Honestly, I was born this way, and a few people that make a joke and go, that's Lady Gaga's line. I'm like, well, I'm older, so it's a different kind of gift, or gifts, I should say. But it really didn't come into where I was, I thought that being little, you kind of make the assumption, well, everybody else is like this, until it was pointed out to me by family and friends and the things that would come out of my mouth. So it was really around the age of 8 that I learned that I needed to zip it, because I was getting in a lot of trouble by telling people's truths, we'll say, that necessarily didn't need to be out there.
So you knew at an early age that there was something unique and special about you.
Well, because
that
I,
you would get
very,
from.
Yeah, when I was from the time I can remember, I would always see, my guardian angels and see spirit. I'm very visual. I see, hear, feel, smell, taste, know, and one with Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, and I work with the angel kingdom. And God first, but it's really all of collective consciousness, and we all have our cycle, our purposes here. But I don't tell most people this, but I ran from my gift because at the time it was so taboo when I was coming up. And so it was after 18 when I had my near-death experience and a fatal car collision. And yes, I was warned. I was told, do not get in the car. And I went against my intuition, call it a guilt trip. It was a family matter. We were celebrating my cousin's remission. He was 15, 2 types of leukemia. And he came up to me and he said, Michelle, will you do it for me? So that, that's a whole story that I've told so many times. It's a difficult story for me to tell because it's right around 4th of July weekend, and here we are at 4th of July weekend, and this is when this happened to me. But I crossed over, and I went to the other side, and I was clinically pronounced dead. And then I came to, but I was in a coma, so I didn't really come to. When you're in a coma, you're out of your body, but the silver cord is still connected. You're not, if that silver cord, that umbilical cord that is connected to your spirit, to the heavens, meaning God, your creator, once that's severed, then you cannot reenter the body. But that really put things in perspective to me. At 18, then I was like, okay, if I have to go back and do all this work, I think you have the wrong person, but you've showed me my future as well as my past, meaning spirit, when I crossed over. And I guess you could say I'm a little stubborn and hard-headed, but when you're 18, you think you know everything. You know nothing. And I just thought, those are some really big shoes, or we'll say some really big high heels to fill. And sure enough, God promised me, whatever God promised me, God delivered. And I've done my part, and everything that God has shown me when I crossed over, I have done, but yet so much more to do yet. And I think that's what keeps me humble, and that's also an extra perk, not just being a spiritual medium, and that's how I refer to myself also as a health intuitive. I'm quite diverse. But having that wealth of knowledge from the heavens, and how many people can say they got to review 18 years or however many years they were here on Earth, and then get a preview of their future 3 times and be able to come back and do it. And for that I'm grateful. And I actually had a friend of mine that traded places in the car with me that day, and he traded lives with me that day so that I could be here and continue to do this work and be of service to humanity for their highest good.
Oh, wow. That's a powerful story, Michelle. Wow, that's amazing. So with this idea of free will, we do have the ability, and when you were over there, it was up to you, wasn't it, whether you stayed there or you came back?
Yes, I said, I know the rules. I said,
you know the rules.
You have to let me pass. And all my family members, like, pushing their hand, go back. And it's not like we have a set of vocal cords and spirit. It's telepathic. But then I looked to my right, I saw an angel. I looked to my left, I saw an angel. Then I was greeted by the elders, the 12 elders of the Akashic Records, and by, let's say, a fragment of the Godhead, a small fragment of the Godhead, and talk about being humbled and truly enlightened. And for me, that's just why I constantly tell people there's no reason to fear death, because there's really no such thing as death. It's just walking into another realm, we'll say, even if it's the heavens. Let's not be presumptuous and think this is the only planet and we're the only group of God's children. And the heavens isn't just one big place. It's really, there's not in any language, including English, where I could justify or give the glory and the justice and describe the heavens and the beauty. There's no words. Nothing here on earth comes close to that unconditional love and that light and that grace and that wisdom and that you get. And with an all-knowing, you know, it's not just telepathically. You feel it, you see it, you hear it when you're in the heavens. Before I could even finish thinking of a thought or really a question, it was already answered with such profound clarity. So we definitely don't have any communication problems up there in the heavens.
They all have a clear connecting and clear, well, there's all truth, right? That all-knowing and all truth. So
all-knowing and all truth, yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, God. I was like, if I tell the story, I might cry. So that's why I gave you a very short version of it, because this holiday is it's a little rough for me, you know, being with such a tragic event. Three people died out of five of us that day. Two stayed in the heavens, and I came back. So for me, I guess I should change that, right? And I corrected myself today. I was in prayer before I got on the phone with you. And I said, you know, maybe I should just look at this as a celebration, because I was also informed that my birthday was not longer the day that I was originally born, because I died and I crossed over and I came back. So they said, no, your birthday really is around July 4th. It was July 4th weekend when this happened in Daytona.
Wow. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. So I'll just look at it as a birthday celebration.
Yes, it is a celebration. It's independence. It's freedom. And you know, the more, and I think you can probably look, as you know, I have many close friends and family members who are in the spiritual realm as well. And, but I, you know, honestly, there are days that things just don't go my way. And I think, you know, lucky them, they're over there. They don't have to deal with all this earthly stuff.
It's true.
Right? I mean, let's just get real. It's like, oh, geez, they don't have to worry about this and that. And
no, but they look at it like they've served. They're like, we did our time. So, and clearly we are not thinking in the heavens. That's ego, you know. We're just looking at it. Yeah, let's jump in there and learn these lessons. And, you know, let's pay back these karmic debts with positive and negative. And I think we get a little overzealous because we're coming from that love and that light, and we get here and we're like, what in the world? What are we doing? But I believe that life
what do we
is
raise
what
our hands for?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it is, exactly. It's what we make it. And so if anyone, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, and for anyone who crosses over, do they have an opportunity to look at their life that they just left and then go, oh, well, gosh, I could have done that so much better, or, oh, I didn't realize that, you know, I was supposed to do X, Y, Z, and then do they have an opportunity at that point to re-enter quickly, or how
you
does
mean
that work?
if they physically cross over? No, I mean,
yeah.
There's been times where, well, this is how I know it to be true. There have been cases like one of my regular clients. I can't say names because it's by the law of confidentiality by God, and you know, and the information. But I can say, we'll just say my client John will say, and that's just that, a general name. He was in a terrible, terrible wreck on a motorcycle, and he should have been dead. And he practically, I mean, his body was, you know, reconstructed, and he came in to see me. And I was just shocked, and he said, I'll never be the same. And I said, no, stop. Don't say that. You will be the same. You'll be even better. Look at me. I'm a living testimonial to this, what happened to me in my car accident, 18 near-death experience. I said my body was completely shattered except for my left hand was the only thing I could move. I was paralyzed. And what I told him was basically he came to me for a reading, but what he couldn't get past or understand is, well, why did that happen, that terrible accident? How come I wasn't forewarned? And two, you know, why am I still here? And I said, first of all, your life was spared by the grace of God. God put the, you know, the divine intervention from your support team and God to spare your life because you've thought about it, because he's talked about seeing a tunnel. So he was already in that process of going, you know, to the other side. And he said, Michelle, all I remember was seeing a tunnel, and then the next thing I know, I was back. And I said, because you made a conscious decision in your higher self and your subconscious mind that you weren't really ready to go yet, because he is with his soulmate and he just retired, you know, all these lovely things. And so I had to kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together for him. And what I call that is an extension. So Spirit gave him, and he also was willing to sign up for that extension. So that could have been a death date for him, an exit, but because he wanted to do some more work and enjoy his life more, they allowed him, and he chose more time here on Earth, meaning.
Wow. Wow, that's... That's powerful. So a lot of this goes on without our conscious thinking mind aware of it. It's just a matter of we end up back in the physical body and go, okay, obviously we have more to do. I've often said, you know, if we're still here on the earth plane, it means that we have more to do.
Exactly. I know my quote is not fulfilled. How about yours?
Not at all, Michelle. I have lots more to do. I have an inkling that I have another 50-odd years to be around here.
Oh, good Lord. Oh,
I know.
I take it one
That's
day at a time,
too.
Mine. One day at a time, being fully present in the moment. Spirit always says that. Just be in the moment and be the best that you can be. And, you know, the rest just flows effortlessly.
There you go. One day at a time, being fully present. Boy, that is, what a gift that is when you give that to yourself and those around you, to be fully present. And, you know, it's interesting, talk about being fully present. I always go for a walk in the mornings before my show, and, you know, and I connect in with the universe and always ask, you know, what does my audience need to hear? What is it? And what questions should I ask Michelle that, you know, will sound really good and everything? And nothing came, like nothing at all. And I thought, well, this is interesting, because normally I have a whole bunch of thoughts around a show and a direction, and so this, that really showed me, okay, be fully present in the moment, because as we're having this beautiful conversation, it will flow in the direction that it needs to touch the lives that it needs to touch.
Exactly. Divine timing too. And you know, for all we know, we don't even know how many people that we're reaching out or touching, but it's having that pure intent and putting those teachings or, you know, even my story or that those pearls of wisdom out there. And sometimes you can only just, you know, plant the seeds, or they just get a little bit, but then they blossom later. We may not be there to see them blossom, but it's not about patting ourselves on the back and getting a reward. It's by just wanting to make ourselves, we have to first start with ourselves and take, you know, personal responsibility, as well as then what do we do around us. And I always say we're only as good as our company.
Oh, that's powerful.
It's
yeah,
true.
And I It's true. We're as good as our company. Well, with you, I'm in good company. So I appreciate you and all that you do. And, you know, I know that after we transition out of the physical body into the spiritual realm, we have an opportunity to see all the good that we did for others.
Yes. Yes, we do. And not only do we get to see it from our perspective, right, what we thought we were doing or how we were giving or the joy, whatever it may be, but when we have our life review and evaluation, it's not judgment. It's a life review and evaluation. Whatever joy we gave, we feel it. Whatever pain we inflicted, we feel it. But I guess what I'm trying to articulate is that we do not just see it from our, you know, people have a tendency to, I always say, make assumptions, conclusions, perceptions, opinions, and I'm not really interested in any of them, including my own. I'm just only interested in the truth, the facts, when it's out. And so, you know, when you're in the heavens, that's how you get it. Instead of, you know, let's say I may have said something naughty to, you know, my dear friend, and it really hurt her, and it was off the cuff, you know, so to speak. I thought nothing of it. And then when I get up there to heaven, I'm having my life review, I become her, and then I experience basically what I dished out. I'm experiencing it through by being her. Do you understand? So it's like you're role-playing. I don't want to say role-playing, but you're perceiving it from that other person. And in that way, you can fully gain the wisdom once you have your life review and evaluation. You can see, oh, my goodness, I never thought I got through to that person, but I did. Look, they're spiritually evolved now, or their health is better, or, you know. So whatever we're not able to glean or gain here, we're able to gain that in our life review and evaluation.
And for solely for the purpose of awareness, or what you know,
or,
can
no,
we
for learning.
Affect change for learning? Okay.
Wisdom, for wisdom and learning and to
wisdom.
Overcome definitely, well, what's true power? Wisdom and the discernment of that wisdom, more importantly. I mean, you can be a wise owl, but if you're not sharing the wisdom, right? Even Buddha was under the tree for 8 years enlightened, but he finally looked around and said, no one else is enlightened, and let me share my teachings. You see, and then that's how Buddha became Buddha. And so same as Jesus, you know, we could go through time about many prophets or messengers and saints and masters and however you'd like to put that, but have come here with the same teachings. And really, you know, Jaden, everyone says, Michelle, what is the test? And I go, well, you could look at it as a test. I'd like to look at it as a wonderful ride, as a wonderful journey, a learning expedition, you know, of growth and transformation and to expand and to evolve to a higher state of consciousness. And the only way you can do that, and that's why we come to this planet, is because it's based on duality, light and dark. And it's always about maintaining that balance and taking that high road. It's easy when it's easy, right? But is it easy to hold a state of grace and be loving and kind when someone's very nasty in your face? Well, that's a test, isn't it? Me, I just bless them, laugh, and keep on walking. Or neutralize their energy, and then they can't even understand why they can't get the sourpuss face and get nasty, and they just kind of turn into a marshmallow in front of me. I just think it's hilarious. And you just neutralize them with love. And really, that's all they want anyways. Everyone that's here, we come to love unconditionally, and we need to be loved unconditionally. But again, it starts with ourselves, loving ourselves unconditionally. And also, it starts with taking personal responsibility. I really see a problem with that these days more and more, where people do not want to own, let's just say, their own baggage, or you know, if you're not right about something, that's okay. Then, you know, learn about it, and then you know what you're talking about. Or, you know, it's okay to apologize as long as it's sincere. You know, people that say they know everything or they think they know everything and they're never sorry and they're always right and they're not grateful, these are young souls that really need to wake up. Otherwise, you're just going to have the same cycle over and over. And even the similar incarnations, when they come back through, if they haven't learned what they needed from their last incarnation. Of course, we study in the heavens as well, in the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records. We're allowed to go there and study our last life before we'll incarnate again. Everyone makes the assumption that we jump right back through the hoop and come incarnate on planet Earth, you know, quickly. And that's not true, because after a long life here, God knows we do need a sabbatical in heaven. We do need that home welcoming party and that life review and evaluation. And then we're like, okay, healing time. And then we go into a place of healing, and then some people may choose to stay in the heavens and interact. Some sign up to be spirit guides, teachers, helpers for us here on Earth and even in the heavens. Some choose to come back to Earth. Some choose to go to other planets that are more advanced. So there's so much more to it. I mean, look, I think they've, what, discovered only 8% of the ocean? I believe 8%?
Is that it?
This world, is the Earth is really a water planet as far as I'm concerned. We're primarily covered, you know, in water. It's the most powerful force. We're made of water. We're born of it. I mean, it's also a conduit into the spirit world, a conductor. That's a scientific fact and a spiritual truth. So, you know, we're constantly learning. Even people that tell me, you know, Michelle, I go to sleep and I don't remember my dreams. And I say, well, you don't remember them maybe consciously, but subconsciously they're there. And then your higher self is going to act on that, but you must trust it, that higher self, that inner voice, and listen and go with it, and you'll find that every time it'll be right for you. It's when you don't listen to it that you find yourself in a pickle.
That is so true. When we ignore that inner voice, that voice of truth, and we think, we go right to ego and say, oh, no, I don't have to worry about that. I can do what I want to do. And yeah, that does seem to be one of the challenging things. So how do you handle your ego versus your place of knowing? How do you separate the two?
I've been doing it since such a small child, as far back as I can remember. I'm not going to sound like a pompous, you know what, and say, oh, I don't have an ego. I'm a human being. Of course I have an ego. But I strive every day, and I just, you know, consciously thank my ego for graciously moving over and allowing my higher self, my God part self, to govern me and choose to hold a state of grace and be in that place of grace and let spirit really just, I'm the vehicle, I'm the instrument, and I allow them to come through. I can't claim it and say it's mine. I can only say I'm willing to do the work and to listen and speak the truth and write it and teach and do these crazy things like I've done on America Psychic Challenge or Sixth Sense International Global Challenge. That one would really blow your mind. That aired in 19 countries and still very well may be. They never let me know when things re-air, but then all of a sudden I see all these people popping up. I'm like, okay, something's re-airing. So it really is about holding a state of grace, and that's how easy it is, right? It sounds easy. Oh, Michelle, so you're telling me the whole test of coming here on Earth is just really coming from unconditional love and wisdom and holding that grace and how we treat people. But if we learn to also not take everything so personally, because a lot of times we get our feelings hurt by something that's said or maybe misunderstood, especially when Mercury's in retrograde, which, by the way, it went direct today. Thank God. Thank goodness. But it still has a two-week shadow, so there'll still be some glitches for the next 2 weeks, and then they will be cleared out. But, you know, it's about communication also. I'm the only thing I work with is prayer and meditation. Just like before I got on the radio with you, I was in prayer. I also meditate to listen, and I'm not interested in my ego, what it has to say, because I find that it's just old programs that were placed there throughout my, let's say, time being here, you know, socially, politically, religion, you know, how your family, however that may be. But I've always trusted in spirit, because I don't have a large family, and most of my family is in spirit. And so for me, when I was little, I used to kind of treat it like a game, which it's not, but like I would play with my spirit guides and go, okay, what's the answer? And then they would tell me, and I'd say, my mom would say, who's on the phone? I'd say, oh, it's so-and-so. And she'd say, oh, that's not right. That, I haven't talked to that person in 6 months. And sure enough, she answers the phone. She just looks at me, and her face turns pale. So, you know, I started doing that when I was younger, and I realized, my goodness, every time, you know, spirit gives me the answer, it's spot on. It's only if I get in the ego and the ego goes, well, that sounds crazy. Don't say that. Then if you start listening to that voice, then you're not going to know what you're talking about, and it is of ego, and it doesn't serve you in spiritual work. Or really.
Yeah, so you trusted that voice,
me.
and you practiced. Like, you developed right? Like,
yeah, my whole life. Yes.
That's big. So yeah. It's really simple, isn't it? It's just entering into that state of grace, being open, and then practicing setting aside, it's almost like you're setting aside ego, allowing for the God presence to come in, which is our truth. And have you noticed that, and I'm sure most of our listeners too, that whenever you can almost tell the difference between ego and our higher selves because of it's almost like a tone of
the vibration.
The vibration. It's like, talk to me about that. How does that show up for you?
Well, let's say, for example, and I really do try every day, and I'm not joking, I prefer to remain in my higher self even, you know, when I'm physically awake and around. Now, do I fall out of that? Of course I do. I'm not perfect. But I try to correct myself and then go, okay, I'm going to let the ego go and let God take over. And sometimes it's just kind of checking myself because, you know, what we think about ourselves, we bring about, and words have power. And if I find that I'm saying something negative about myself and then I catch myself, I know this sounds corny, but it is effective for me. I'll go delete, delete, neutralize, 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 positive, positive. And then I'll just recreate what I really wanted versus that what came out of my mouth that was negative towards self or even others. So I think that it's important that we constantly keep ourselves in check, you know, in that way. And that's why prayer is so important and powerful. It raises our vibration and we're communicating to our Creator. And when we're meditating, we're listening, and we're listening to our support team. I find a lot more people pray today than ever, but we're still short on the hands. When I'm working large groups and I travel around the world, the hands are up when it comes to prayer, but not so many hands are up when it comes to meditation, which is equally as important because that's when it's our time to be quiet and listen to what Spirit has to say because they know our contract. They know what we're here to do, and they're here to help us get through it as painlessly and gracefully as possible. They want us to achieve.
Yeah, so they, you know, oh, well, of course, yeah, because they know. Yeah.
They know, exactly. So think about that. If they know, why am I going to listen to my ego when I know they know? So I've been doing that ever since I was a little girl, and I find it. I know this is, you've probably never heard this one, but I do not do well in my ego. If I get in my ego and I start thinking, then I go, well, now I know what's wrong with the world. I say to myself, now I know what's wrong with everybody else. And if this is normal, I'm not interested in it. And then I just go right back up to my higher self. And the way that I'll do that is you cannot deny something that exists because it persists. So that's why you have to acknowledge it and say, okay, this is my ego. So I thank my ego or my lower self, that's what it is, your state of mind, or we'll just say ego, for gracefully moving over and allowing my higher self, my God part of self, to come through. And it's a choice you make. Remember, God honors our free will, and so does our support team. So if we're surrendering, like I'll even surrender my will to God and say, God, let God's will be done through me, and then it's not me anymore, it's Spirit. And again, I always say I'm nothing more than a humble messenger.
Michelle, you are so much more than that.
That
you're
means a lot.
Remarkable.
Thank you.
you are. I really enjoy you, and what I absolutely love about you is that you can rock the stilettos and speak Spirit all at the same time.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. You know, you got to live it. I mean, if I believe it and I know it and I teach it and, you know, I must live it because otherwise it's hypocritical and I wouldn't be walking the truth, walking that road of truth and speaking the truth as I do. And then really that's all I know, Jaden. And I often say I don't know how people stay in their egos because it can be so confusing and dark and negative and everybody and everything around you. And I can see how people are so easily lost, like sheep sent off to the slaughter. So it's really very important that we wake up. This is the second shift. 2014 is the second shift. The third shift is 2016. So we're going to see a lot of changes in an activity, and the spiritual frequency is going to raise. And as that goes higher, people that cannot, let's say, raise the bar are not willing to do the work is more a better way to put it, I'll say. They're not willing to do the work, or they don't want to do the work. They're like, I'm in my little bubble, my box. I like it. I like my money. Sometimes I find that money is people's, let's say, I read a lot of very powerful people, no names are necessary, and it's always about the money, money, money. And then finally I'll say to them, so I see money to you is your king and your god. And that really checks them right there. And they go, wow. I go, did you realize that all this money that you're doing all these naughty things to get and that you're collecting, you can't take it with you. And you don't know when that day is going to come. And also, you can't buy true love with money. You can't buy health with money. You can't buy true friendship with money. You can't buy spirituality with money. So for me, it's just paper. It's a, you know, an exchange for one thing or another. That's how I see it.
Exactly. A means of exchange and putting it in perspective, that which you've done. And hopefully everyone is hearing and listening very closely to what you're saying, because it's what I heard you say, Michelle, was, you know, look, wake up, take responsibility for what's going on. No need to take things personally. Look at your life, what's working, what's not. The things that are
right.
are working, great. Do more of that. That's my add-on there. And,
yeah.
And you know, if they're in a state of ego, ego doesn't allow us to be present and in the moment. That's the distractor.
No.
It's taking us out of that. And that's when fear kicks in. So, you know, any of our listeners out there who are listening to this now live or on the podcast later, you know, to know that, ask yourself, if you're in a state of fear, you're either having a thought of the past or the future. You're not in the present moment. So thinking about the present moment, being present with the moment, brings you back to that higher self, that truth, that sacred space where all is good lives. And we're only one thought away of connecting right back into that, aren't we?
Isn't that beautiful? Exactly. And it really is that easy, but it's a choice. And what I found is that a lot of people years ago, more so in the States, you know, when you bring up the word reincarnation or karma, they're like, what? You know, but now people are much more open, and spirit looks at this time as a celebration. But we are so much more powerful in numbers than we are even individually, not to take power away from us individually, because I always welcome people to step into your power and own it and be present and give 110% and be joyful, be the best that you can be. Because if you are, that's creating a wonderful ripple effect in a positive way. But I think it also starts with our intent. I don't think I know. Meaning a pure intent, not an agenda, but a pure intent, being positive, being loving. I love when someone says to me, oh, I'm just lucky. It was just luck. I'm like, I don't think luck has anything to do with it. You know, there's no accident. There's no coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. We may not understand it at the time, but if we meditate on it or we pray for clarity on it, you'll come to go, oh, now I know what that's about. Okay. So it's you know, you learn to trust spirit. You learn to trust your higher self, your intuition, if you want to call it, your sixth sense, as they called it in Amsterdam and Holland when I was filming. Use your sixth sense. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that. And, you know, that's really where we all need to be right now. And this war, what is this? And this suffering, I've had enough of it. Enough is enough. We need to come together peacefully and love one another. But it really begins and ends with us also as well. This is like a playground, a schoolhouse that God gave us to learn. Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a game.
It's a game. Yeah.
That's it. How fun is that? You know, when you start to look at this experience that we call life as a game, it takes the charge away from it. It takes the stress and the pressure. You know, it's like playing a game negates any resistance, and you can really step into it and start having way more fun than we are right now, because like you say, this new energy and this shift that's happening in 2014, 2016 is the next one. Is that what you're referring to as the new Earth?
Yes. Well, actually, it's three shifts, you know, 2012 as it was on the Mayan calendar. And that really shows where either mankind could choose to rise above and come into that grace and create peace and paradise as this earth was once created by God and will be again one way or another, or where men will just remain to choose the greed or corruption, or meaning collectively, you know, I'm not picking on men, I'm just saying in general. And unfortunately, more people chose not to change and stay the same out of fear, to be honest. Out of fear, because people also are under this illusion that they can control things. Well, I don't know about you, Jane, but I know that the Creator controls things. I can only take personal responsibility for myself and my actions and words and what I do. But if we all just did that, or even gave a little thought to that and really maybe did some soul searching, I think we'd go about things differently. I like to use this analogy and often because it hits home for a lot of people. If Jesus, let's say, showed up and made himself, you know, present in your home and you were acting a certain way, and he showed up right there at that moment, that time, is that the way that you want to conduct yourself and how you want to be seen and you know, and then they're that always like their mouth hanging open. They're like, I never thought about that. And I said, well, think about this. You are a fragment of the Godhead. You are a piece of heaven. You are a piece of the Godhead. And you are that Christ consciousness lives within you. And so all we have to do is activate it. And there's a lot of people that maybe aren't necessarily born like I was with it, but they still have it. They still have the same universal laws and tools, and they can apply them, and they can develop their intuition and even go further than that. Maybe go into healing, you know, or even maybe develop as far as into mediumship. So everyone has intuition. Now, is everyone using it? No. Has everyone developed it to, you know, the highest degree? No. But that's what we're here striving to do, is to trust spirit and come from that higher place of love and wisdom and light.
Life gets so easy then, doesn't it?
You know, it does. And this is something true. I tell the truth. Anybody that's going to ask me anything, I go, you know, I'm just going to tell you the truth. You may not like it, because I find what people want and what they need are usually two different things. And, you know, if they call and they want a reading, I always say, listen, you're going to get what spirit has to give you. It may not be what you want, but it's what you need. And a lot of times they get fired up and they get mad, oh, you're crazy, you're wrong, and then they turn around, you know, I get a call. All right, I'm sorry. I was mad. I didn't like what you told me. You were right. I go, I wasn't right. Spirit was right. And then, you know, it kind of puts them back on that track again, the right track, we'll say.
Yeah, exactly. We have callers, and it would be remiss of me to not bring in some callers. But before I do, Michelle, are you open to reading me for a minute?
Of course.
Awesome. So, you know, my my birth sign is Cancer.
Yes, which I love Cancer.
And yeah, I do too. And you're Taurus. I love Tauruses. And I completely trust. I've never had anyone do this, read me like this. So this is big for me.
Oh, goodness.
Especially
now you're
making
me nervous.
I don't want to make you nervous. Don't be nervous. You're quite capable. Remember, you're America's number one psychic.
Goodness. Go ahead, hit me.
All right, so career, what do you see?
I see you expanding. I see your radio going bigger to a larger audience, bigger, more syndicated, I want to say. I also see you writing, and I see a book. So get ready.
The second book.
I didn't even know about the first one. So I hope you don't take that as an insult because I just didn't. But I see you writing. I just came out with my sixth book. This is your second book. You'll continue to write as I do. And that is just a wealth of information that people can, you know, take your books and they can learn so much. I also see you doing more public work, like kind of hands-on with the people, whether you're speaking to them or you're teaching or you're giving messages. I see you basically doing what I do. It's going to take a little bit longer in the sense, but you're moving fast. And what's to your advantage is we're in a time with this ascension and shift that we can manifest things almost instantly. And you have such a pure heart. That's what I love about you. You have a clean mind and a
Thank
good
you.
Soul. And you're very sensitive to other people's sensitivity. You're also, I find you to be very much an empath. So sometimes what you're feeling, you're not you go, is this me or is this somebody else? And a lot of times what you're feeling isn't even your stuff, but it's other people that come up to you and just kind of like, you know, you have this sign over your head that you can't see, a neon sign that says free counseling, come here, and then they'll come over there, they don't even know you, and they just trust you, and they'll drop their story or they'll suck your life force in your light, and they walk away with a big happy smile, and you're there like, oh my God, I've been hit with a ton of bricks. And that's why you like walking on the water too, because as a Cancer, you need that water. You know, that water for you is very important. If I was to stick you in the Rocky Mountains, you'd say, Michelle, I'm out of here, I'm going back. I need water of some kind. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
And most people that I find that are really gifted in the sense of psychics and mediums are usually water signs, or they have to have them in there, like a Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. You know, I have a Cancer ascendant, even though a Taurus sun sign. Leo moon. That's a big surprise, right?
Exactly.
But I see nothing but great things for you. Oh, and are you sure you want me to say this on the air? Oh, my goodness.
Do it.
I don't know if I should say this one. Well, I see a relationship coming.
Well, I'm married.
I know. I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
That's why I said, do you want me to say this on the air? So here's the message. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I hope you laugh. I hope your partner doesn't kill me. You have somebody new coming in, and it's a soul connection. So you're going to find yourself in a little like, oh, my goodness, I'm already in a relationship, and this person's here. Now, I've had this happen to me, and it doesn't mean that it has to be a sexual relationship or an intimate relationship in that sense. It can mean that it's somebody that you, let's say, powwow with and that you work with that's, you know, like a comrade connection, a mentor, a friendship, you know, all of that minus the marriage aspect. But that other person will have those feelings for you.
Okay. Well, that feels right. I mean, I love my wife dearly, happily married. And
I
have been... Yes, and I have been feeling that there is, I don't know, either a business partner coming or something like that.
I feel business. It has to do with work and, like, helping you. But it's not just somebody that's, like, you know, in and out of your life. This person's being sent to you by spirit to help you get to the next let's say, 20 levels, which you'll just fly. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this person will help you to move much more quick. You know, you'll be quicker. It will be micromanaging. I don't know. I just feel like they get you. They get your personality, your energy. They know how you work, and you click. And it's really more of like, okay, I'll throw this out here. I also am in a relationship, but I also have been working with Shante as my manager for 17 years, and mm-hmm. I can't do this alone. So when my partner came in before her, when she came in, I referred her as my partner in, you know, what I do in career. I haven't done this alone. 17 years we've been doing this, and I can't take credit for it solely. So I feel like someone's coming in like that for you that's going to be of assistance to you, and someone mm-hmm. that is already also very spiritually awake and attuned. I'm excited.
You know, that's amazing because thank you. I am too, because my wife and I were talking just yesterday about, and I was sharing with her about who Shante is for you and how much she has helped you and how she does help you get, you know, everything on your business situated. And I said, what's that? Yeah,
well,
and I said to her, I need a Shante.
Together,
Guess
what? So, ask and you shall receive, because you're getting
I
don't think the name will be Shante, but you're getting somebody that will be there that you can say, I got my Shante.
I got my Shante, exactly. Yay,
and
that's
really,
excellent news.
And, and honestly, that's the next big hurdle for you. That's really going to help to move you. Oh, and Jaden, I see somebody picking you up, like a big oh, you're going to do really well with this book. You're going to do really well, and they're going to want another one. And then you're going to get to a point where you're like, I just don't have time for all this. How do I do it? And remember, just organize, prioritize, and this is what happens when you talk all day, maybe too much coffee. But organize and, you know, make a list and check it off and prioritize.
Yeah.
And you'll start it, finish it, move on. If I looked at my whole day, I'd probably cry. So I just take one thing at a time.
Yeah.
I do it, and then before I know it, the day flies by, or the weeks of the year, you know?
Wonderful. And that's excellent advice for everyone, you know, who's listening, too, is, one thing at a time. I've always said that. And rather than focus on 100 things, because that's not how it works with this energy, one at a time, and you'll get all kinds of things done. You're awesome. Thank you for that.
Well, no, thanks, Spirit. They heard your request.
Spirit. Love Spirit.
I needed the same thing. I was at a crossroad like you, and I was just getting started doing it full-time, right? And I'm like, I can't do all this. I was already overwhelmed. And I knew Shante from my previous business, and we became friends, and she knew what I'd, you know, obviously, she knows what I do for a living. And so I'm the one that said, come on, you're about to lose your job. She's like, thanks a lot. I go, no, I'm serious. You are. I go, so come work for me. And a long story short, that's how it happened. And she goes, well, how are you going to pay me? I go, I don't know. I'll figure it out. And we trusted each other, and we just, you know, we jumped in. And before I knew it, I was on TV, then my first book, then readings, and it just happened that fast. And as fast as that happened for me in 2000, okay, we're talking about 2000 is really when I came out with a boom. That's what I see coming for you.
Awesome. That's what I've been feeling.
And also much more travel, too.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your work. So that's going to be important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
I'm proud of
international.
You.
Oh, thanks, Michelle. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And make it fun.
Good.
Make it fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know you love this. You can tell. And I'm a firm believer when you love what you do, you're good at it, and you're passionate, and you're successful, and you're joyful, and you're abundant, and you're lucrative. And imagine you're setting that example to so many others. I get goosebumps right now. And you're going to be this light, and people are going to look to you, and you're going to be able to touch so many souls. And that's what you came here to do.
Wow.
And
you're going to make me cry on my own show.
But we need all the light workers we can get. And what I like about you is
that
you're authentic. You know, you're not coming from ego. You're spiritual. You're applying it. You're living it. You believe it. And that's where you see the truth. That's where you can tell somebody's the real deal. And you're still down to earth, and you're funny, and you're kind, and I'm going to stop there because I don't want your ego to get big.
You're so sweet. Thank you. That means a lot to me. I, you're a good sport. I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that, but thank you so much for that. And wow, I'll have to listen to that over and over and let it all sink in.
You remember it. It will sink in. It's already there. It's already in the works. And get ready because it's all going to happen really fast. Look at it this
good.
Way. Every stone that God puts before me, I say to God, there's not one stone, Lord, that you've put in front of me that I have not turned over. That's going to be you.
That's it. That'll be me. I'm ready.
So rock it. Rock this world with me, Jade.
Yes, I will, Michelle. I'm there with you, 100%.
And don't be surprised if we bump into each other.
I will not. That would be so fun. That'd be fun to do an event with you. And yeah, it's great because we do have this incredible message to share, and it's helpful for people to see us who are grounded people. You know,
yeah.
We're not out in the ethers there. We're grounded people, and my wife has always said how articulate and smart you are, and you break things down to a level where everyone can understand it. It doesn't, you know, it's not complicated. And yeah, and I think that's powerful. Well, let's take another caller, shall we? Because we've had people waiting
sure.
for this entire okay, hold on one second.
Time flies.
It does, I know. Hello, caller, you're on the air. We need your first name, your birth sign, and your one question for Michelle.
Hi, this is Jill. I'm a Sagittarius, and I'm going to go through a major transformation, possible move. I'm living on faith. Is that too general?
Yes.
Yes. What is your one question?
I think I'm going to have to move, and I have no clue about anything. Is that still too general?
Is your question about where you're moving to or when?
How are things going to fall into place for me?
May I have your sun sign, please?
Sagittarius.
Okay, Sagittarius. Honey, I have to be honest with you. I just feel like you are completely lost and
yes.
scattered, and you are so far down the rabbit hole, you're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And
yes.
I also feel that you feel lonely. And what's going on also, honey, with your upper respiratory and your throat?
Probably smoking.
You got to stop smoking, baby.
Okay.
Because I really mean that. I mean that coming from my heart, my soul, compassion. As a health intuitive, if you don't stop smoking, love, I know you like it, but you already have emphysema, and then that can turn into that nasty C word. So I'd really like you to seek a doctor's, go see the proper doctor to have this checked and try to just slow down with the smoke until you get where, you know, you don't want it because they're going to kill you, honey, all right?
Okay.
And
yes.
as far as moving, you know, you got to give this to God. You got to hand this over to God because you can't even think straight. You don't even know where you're going. Your stuff isn't even packed. I feel like you're going to be thrown out on the streets.
Yes.
And that's what you're scared of. And like, you know, Jade and I were saying, what we fear is we only help to create because we are co-creators. So instead of you being so fearful, I know it sounds, right, you go, well, that sounds easy, Michelle, to say it, but instead of going, oh, I'm going to be on the streets, oh, my God, I have no place to live, la, 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 you know, there are people and places that will take you in, and now, but more importantly, I want you to change your attitude, and I want you to bring this to God. You know, I'll take all of my little, small, earthly, minute problems in the grand scheme of things and in my own life and put them, all my problems, in a beautiful golden box with a red rim, and I'll hand them directly to my Creator on the top, and I'll say, you know what, God? I don't have all the answers and solutions, but your solutions are far greater than I could ever comprehend. Therefore, I am grateful. Thank you. All my todays and tomorrows are more than supply for. I see someone either taking you in or a place that that takes people in for a short time until they can find a place. So you will not be out on the streets, okay? But you got to change your programs, our old programs that are negative that keep running, and you're not getting anywhere. You're like a gerbil in the cage. Where you begin is where you end. And so it's very important, honey. But please, please, please lay off the cigarettes, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you, love.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Michelle, that's big. And, you know, unfortunately, we only have 60 seconds left. The show flew by. And everyone, you've heard how amazing Michelle is. She has a book out. It's now in ebook form. Michelle, is it the Ask White Dove book?
Yes, it's in soft cover as well, and also, from that computer world that everybody loves.
Yeah, get it for your Kindle. She's amazing, as you've heard. You can find out Michelle's work at Michelle White Dove. That's Michelle with two L's, whitedove.com. And it talks about her appearances, her radio, her TV appearances, and she does reading. So I apologize we couldn't get to everyone on the show today for reading. Hopefully we'll have Michelle back, and we'll do more readings. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fair. I think we own that.
Okay, we own that. Well, great. Thank you, Michelle. You're an angel. Have a wonderful 4th of July, Michelle, and everyone out there, and we will connect next week. You're awesome, Michelle. Thank you.
You are too. Thank you. God bless, and happy 4th of July, and for Canada, congrats. The same. And also, before we hang up, I just want to let everybody know I will be in Lilydale, upstate New York, in July. That will be July 12th through the 14th. Again, thank you again,
Excellent.
Jay. 12th you're lovely.
Through the my 14th. Pleasure. Thank you. Looking forward to having you back on.
All right, love. All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Your aura brims with confidence. The Name Your Price tool has given you policy options based on your budget. A source of great power rises from within, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex that can shoot dragons out of its eyes, riding on a tank.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.